Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Sham Sharanya. Yesterday, mission accomplished for the Celtics. They got under the second apron, which tells me two things. Number one, they might be done. And number two, they don't care about winning anything this year. They just care about the stupid second apron. I will get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll go on the clock with our off-season plans for the Celtics. We did get some texts here, Keith. It turns out that the text about Jonas
Cespedes,
and the wild boar, not only is a true story, it was texted in by Jacob.
Oh, Jacob in the other room. Cespedes knowledge.
So Jacob sent that in.
The one we just missed, and I was reading through this list off the air, then we also got a separate text about it, was Glenn Allen Hill, who might have the best reaction to a home run in the majors. Like, when he would hit a home run, like, he would, like, swing and then, like, in one motion, like, release the bat. It wasn't necessarily a bat flip, it was just like, get rid of it.
Hot potato.
Awesome. Yeah. Very violent swing on Glenn Allen Hill.
Nice.
He apparently had a nightmare about being chased by spiders and crashed through a glass table. And was then placed on the IL.
Which, yeah. Really, that is in play for you. If you had 100%. A nightmare about snakes.
And I have a small history of sleepwalking as well, so it could happen. And also night terrors.
Do you guys own a glass table?
No.
That really is more of like an 80s, 90s thing. Like,
no, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I have anything
that
like
probably is working
about
against Glenn Allen Hill.
All the glass tables in his house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Must be nice, Glenn Allen Hill.
My buddy texted me this. This wasn't really an off-the-field injury, but Don Baylor caught the opening pitch from Vlad and snapped his leg. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. The late Don Baylor.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah, that was a tough watch. It was like a ceremonial first pitch, and then he just went over. That was also like, speaking of the late great, when Fab Mello hurt himself walking through a doorway, he hit his head on the doorway.
Big guy.
He's tall.
Yeah.
He's super tall.
But. Although you think if you're that tall, you would be used to it.
Kind of used to it, sure.
Yeah, but one would think.
That one snuck up on him, I guess.
That's true. Let's go.
What do you got?
Well, one of these I don't want to take. Let's go. Bob in Londonderry has been waiting for a while. I'm just curious his logic on this. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. I had a question. I'm not sure whether I'm asking when you'd agree or say my assessment's been correct, but back in 19, I had
those would both be agreeing, just FYI.
You agree or think I'm correct?
Like, wait, what? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I had predicted that all four teams that everyone follows were going to be in for a real bad decline, and I was not sure they would ever, to a degree, get out of it. And I admit I was wrong on the Celtics. Celtics won because it's obvious now. They didn't play anybody. But in the current state that we are at now with all four teams, what are we going to do? All four teams are in real bad shape, and I don't think there's anything coming up in the future to correct these issues. And how bad will this continue to go? Right. Stop short of the Patriots where we're going to see what happens.
So first of all, TBD on the Patriots, but everybody else really sucks. Just so I'm clear. Yeah.
Was he bringing up a take of his from 2019
and
trying to see if he was right, but also pointing out the fact that since then the Celtics did win a championship?
It seems like a flaw in the ointment.
Currently an incomplete.
That sounds a little bit like the Max Kellerman Cliff thing where you're like, you just say it. Like, at some point, these teams are going to be bad, right? It's like, so you're waiting for 6 years to take the lap?
There was a real a-hole night host who threw an on-air funeral for Boston sports teams when Tom Brady went to the Bucks. I don't want to name any names.
No, thank
but
God.
The guy really was really look at me attention-seeking individual. He did a live on-air funeral for all the Boston sports teams when Brady went to Tampa.
So the Celtics did win the title, and they've played in two championships since then, right? Since the 2019.
Yeah.
Or even if you want to take it from COVID. I think the Celtics in 2 years will be back. Maybe not to a championship, but like close. They're one of the best teams in the NBA in 2 years.
Well, they don't suck. I mean,
they don't suck right now.
I think they're going to be a playoff team without Tatum this season, so they don't suck.
I think the Patriots make the playoffs, but there's no guarantee. No guarantee.
I think the Patriots make the playoffs.
All right, so there's two of your four teams.
Yeah.
Red Sox are teetering. I'll give Bob that.
But and since then, they have made a CS.
They did 2021. They made the ALCS.
2021, they did make a.
And the Bruins blow right now, but the Bruins did win a President's Cup.
Did he say it after the Bruins went to the Cup? Because they went to the Cup in 2019. So do you say it before or after that? I guess
it's hard to pin down.
We need a full timeline on his alleged take.
They set the regular season record for points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, like,
it doesn't matter because they lost. But they were good.
The first round. Yeah.
A bad, bad stretch.
Florida, who's won two cups since,
is like New York, where they have 800 teams and they have like no titles to show for it for so long.
Or like Canada. They only play one sport, but Canada since 93.
Just 0 for 0.
We still got a Curly in Boston. Pal Tony up there.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Another USA? Stanley Cup is still on American soil.
Yeah. It's summer book. Now, Keith, maybe we should sit on that till the fall book.
All right.
Let's sit on that if you want to. Yeah. You want to go on the clock with our off-season plans for what's left of the off-season for the Celtics here?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the texter, Fab Melo sadly passed away many years ago. Some of you was wondering because I said rest in peace.
Yes.
Fab Melo. Good segue, Nick. Put me on the clock. 60 seconds. What the Celtics should do the rest of the way. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the guys that you just brought in. I'm keeping Anthony Simons. I know there's a lot of trade discussion around him and even George Niang. I'm keeping both those guys. They have expiring contracts. I'm keeping them, pairing them up with Jaylen Brown and Derek White. Those are even the guys that are going to have to lead your team. I'm keeping Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench, see if he can be sixth man of the year twice in a row. You're going to have to trade Sam Hauser to give yourself a little bit more roster flexibility in free agency. So I'm going to trade Sam Hauser and Xavier Tillman, who I don't think is going to crack the rotation. And then I'm going to throw the money I have left at Bobby Portis. He has a player option in Milwaukee.
Ooh.
Hopefully he opts out. It's $13 million player option. I think he opts out. Go after Portis. He can provide rebounding and also still shoot some threes. He's not going to shoot a million of them, but I think Joe Mazzulla will take Bobby Portis. I think Baylor Shireman's going to have to play a little bit more because of the Sam Hauser trade. I'm keeping Nemus Kata as sort of like a depth big. And then tonight, I'll draft Terps guy, Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Yeah.
Kalkbrenner, the 7-foot-1 guy out of Creighton.
The L does a lot of work in that name.
So a little bit more size there. And then that's your squad.
Bobby Portis, I like that a lot. That'd be a good guess.
I've liked Bobby Portis since the draft. Remember we did the draft show.
I was screaming
for Bobby Portis.
I do. Which year was that?
Terry Rozier draft.
Yeah, no, Rozier could play, but
he's all right. I wanted Portis though, but I've always liked him, and I think he would fit this team well. I think he'd be a good big to have.
I had to look up who he punched out. Do you remember who it was? He punched out a teammate when they were in Chicago.
In Chicago, he punched out a teammate.
I thought it was Vucevic. That was obviously wrong. I had to look it up. Nikola Mirotic.
Oh, Mirotic.
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't have said what he said.
Knocked his lights out.
Yeah, one for Portis.
Suspended for it.
Well, that's all right. You want a guy who's competitive.
Broke his jaw. He was suspended 8 games. But
he can punch.
Yeah, he's a competitive guy. Exactly.
Okay. But he'll get you a board. He'll score some. But that's like a starting guy that you could get.
It'd
be an upgrade from Cornette. You know what's also funny about
that'd be a great guy. I didn't because he has a player option.
Yeah.
In my admittedly very quick research. That was not a name that was on my radar, so that's a good name.
You know what's funny? I was reading up on Kalkbrenner, one of the comps, like one of the player comps that jumps out. Luke Kornet.
Really?
Yeah, just swap him out. Swap out Kornet for Kalkbrenner.
Bring in a younger
Kornet. You can get him tonight.
A younger, cheaper Kornet.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, that is Keith's off-season plan. You ready for mine? Let's go on the clock. Celtics off-season plan in 60 seconds. In the words of George Costanza, Keith, nothing.
Wow.
I do nothing. The East is wide open. Cleveland, the Knicks, the Magic, the Pacers. Those are all the favorites in the East. They're all flawed. Celtics are arguably better than some of those teams right this second. They should go for it. But how? You see if Jaylen's a number one. You try to make a run with Jaylen as the lead dog without Tatum. You hang on to your core. That means Derek White. That means Peyton Pritchard. They're not going anywhere. I want him on this year's team with Jaylen. And I want him intact for when Tatum comes back a year from now. That's right. I'm not rushing back Jason Tatum on the team this season. I want to find out what they have in Anthony Simons, who they acquired for Drew Holiday. Is he a deadline chip or is he a building block for this team? I want to see it through. Horford, I think, is a goner. He reportedly has a robust market. So I'm going to see if Luke Kornet takes a veteran's minimum. If he doesn't, I like Kayvon Looney in Golden State, championship pedigree, and a guy who I think would fit here. So that, to me, is what I would do. I wouldn't do much. I like the roster as it is. I'm happy they didn't deal off pieces last night.
Yeah, because with all the smoke around the Simons trade or, like, potential, like, just flipping of Anthony Simons, you're like, all right, they save money. And you're like, okay.
What do they do with it?
Right.
Like that's a potential 20-point per game guy. I don't know if anybody else on the roster besides White and Brown are 20-point per game guys. You know, Pritchard can have 20-point games, but I just don't know if, like, for the whole season
is he a 20-point a game guy?
Yeah, so I think Simons can. So if you're just trading him to get, like, a cheaper guy, like, I don't want that.
So I think Looney would take – I was looking at his last few contracts in Golden State. I think you'd get him – he's not like Luke Kornet size or Kalk Brenner size.
No, that guy's a hoss.
But I like Kayvon Looney. He always has played well against the Celtics, including in the NBA Finals a couple of years ago. Portis is a better name, though. And if I had to move out Hauser's deal to get a player like that,
yeah,
I would rather do that. But I'm not doing much if I'm Brad Stevens. I'm afraid they're still going to deal off another big piece and, you know, really shake up what they have.
So we were already going to give the Iowa meat truck that plays for the Fisher Cats.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to be our hoss of the week.
Yep.
What if the Celtics tonight draft Kalkbrenner?
We may have to shake it up, yeah.
7-1-257.
I don't want to go co-hosses.
That's not fair to
no,
either
that's
one.
That's not like no. the Angels pitcher you thought, who's 6'7", 230. He's slender.
Yeah, true.
For 7'1", 250?
Good point. Maybe we just keep it with the ice.
Yeah, the meat wagon's heavier than him.
That's
the foot shorter.
The meat. Yeah, you're right. All right, my bad.
What was his name again? Meat truck. Meat wagon.
The Iowa meat truck. Plays first base. He's not even really that good.
Yeah, for the Fisher guy. Well, it's fine. That's not necessarily criteria for being Hoss of the Week. He's got to be big. Someone is taking you to task. I've never noticed this.
What I do?
Texter says spiders come up in conversation oddly often on this show. It's noticeable because of how Keith pronounces the word spiders.
Spider.
Say it again.
Spider. No, I'm just kidding. I don't say it that way. Spider.
Yeah, I feel like you say spider normally.
Spider. The first one, spiders.
Well, that
spiders.
I heard it that time actually.
There's a spider. 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 It's deep in my soul.
So. What is that? Is that when they're huffing glue?
That's when Charlie's huffing glue out of the sock. His face is silver.
Nice.
I've seen that man before.
So who is he?
Ezekiel Sims. He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
Is that the Madam Web trailer?
Yeah, it's from Madam Web. Yeah.
It is. Good thing you had that right.
You better believe it.
We also got, we were talking about this one. Nick, did you come in and say this one?
Rondo. Question. Does spider have put?
That was what we were doing. Yahoo question and answers.
Don't get that confused with Sloppy Thomas or whatever his name was.
Sloppy Thurston.
Sorry, Sloppy Thurston.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Okay. What were you asking, Nick?
Nick, did you come in and ask if Rondo injured himself falling in the shower?
Yeah,
that was you,
he
right?
The one that slipped in the shower?
Yeah, well,
that was how the story went.
That was the claim. And I said to Nick, I'm like, I might have still been working with you at the time at night. And we were getting calls from people. They were like, yeah, I saw the
trampoline park.
At the trampoline park.
Yeah.
Literally in one text, somebody said Rondo fell in the shower, but it was really at a trampoline park. We got a text right after Nick came in the room.
Were the mic's on?
Yeah, was it Nick?
I hope not.
Was it Jacob from the other? Jacob's sending in text from the other room. It could have been him. I'll double check the number.
Marcus Smart fought that picture frame.
Oh,
remember?
Good one.
Because he was like, oh, it was definitely because I missed the shot. It had nothing to do with like this Instagram model or something.
No.
Like,
it was not an ass model.
No.
It was absolutely just me being angry at missing, which by the way.
A game winner.
Weird. You missed a game winner. Who could have seen that coming?
they drew up a good shot for him.
617-779-7937. You got plans for the Celtics this offseason. You can weigh in. We'll give you 30 seconds on the clock. And we'll get to what would constitute a successful offseason, or season rather, for the Celtics on the floor next year. We just had a caller say, all the teams are screwed. He told us way back in 2019. Discount the Celtics championship in the meantime. So what would be a successful year for the Celtics? We'll get to it right after.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To trending with Billy Lane. Spiders?
Oh, yeah. So it's really funny. This brings me back to high school once again. So Davey Eyeballs, who I do the Dork podcast with and I've known for almost 30 years, we've really gotten into two arguments in our entire life. One was, of course, hot, cold.
Yes.
Would you rather be hot or cold? And then sort of the details within the question.
I was going to say, which again, as we found out the other day, you agreed on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's all the parameters around it that we almost fought each other over. The other one, believe it or not, we both love System of a Down, but only I love this song. He hates this song, and I would play it in our dorm room all the time.
Oh, so you're not even like, this is their best song or anything like that.
Just,
you're just
I
like
love it.
Binary, yes. Love it, hate it.
He hates it.
Wow.
He hates it. He's like, they're a great band, but he's like, I can't stand the song, and I would play it all the time. Spiders. This is very triggering for him if he's listening.
Nice.
But great song, great choice by Nick, because we were talking about spiders.
Got him. Burned.
Got him.
In your burned face. From afar.
In your face. Spiders.
Well, you know what would trigger me a little bit is Stevens' answer about the basketball penalties. I know you disagree, too. He's like, well, I didn't really think they were real until they were staring me in the face.
So did you read it the same way I did, where he's like, you know, he was told they need to do this,
yeah.
And I think he probably even realized, if I build you the greatest roster ever, these aren't going to impact us. But when Jason Tatum gets hurt, that obviously changes things. When you can't rely on Porzingis, that changes things. But if they just hypothetically won back-to-back titles and had everybody lined up for next year, you think he's going to be like, whoa, wait a minute, guys. We won't be able to like sign a mid-level guy later. Like, what?
Who cares?
Nobody cares. But this was mandated to him, and I think he's just doing a good job of trying to like explain it away.
He's like,
a company guy.
Guys, basketball penalties didn't bother me with the last owner because I didn't think they were going to be in play, but this new owner made it clear that we got to worry about the quote-unquote basketball penalties, which,
and
again,
when you lose in the second round, like, I get it.
Okay, but again, the basketball penalties, you've gone through them before.
Are light.
It's, you can't sign a mid-level guy. Your pick might drop 10 spots in the first round. You might not be able to move a future first-round pick. You can't aggregate salaries in a trade, but you said it best. If you like your roster and you feel like you're a championship contender, you don't need to do anything. A
couple years ago, or last year before the season began, Stan Van Gundy said it's the best roster ever assembled. He's like, this is the best roster.
Yeah, he went a bit far.
It was way too much.
Yeah.
It clearly wasn't the best of all time, but it was a very good one. We thought it was the best in the league, and obviously things went awry and whatever else, and they didn't win it. But at least on paper, so meaning like Brad Stevens' job, he crushed it. Like, that was a great roster. They won it 1 year. They brought everybody back the next year. And I think they could have done it the following year, but there's too many things happened.
I would say the last 3 days, the Celtics have had three pretty significant days. I really like the Jrue Holiday trade. And I'd acknowledge maybe you're a little worse on the floor without Holiday. I know you disagree with this, Keith, but I would acknowledge...
For the upcoming season, I would say not that bad.
You're a little worse off, but
yeah.
Simon's way better return than I expected and a good player. The Porzingis trade I hated. Last night I liked. I was afraid there was a chance they were going to spin off White or Jaylen Brown. It was a small chance, but I was tuned into the whole draft, as I said earlier,
yeah,
because I thought they might deal off one of those guys. Even Hauser, I'd have no problem if they dealt Hauser. I'm not going to criticize them for it, but you accomplished the mission, as Sham said when we played the clip last hour. You accomplished the mission. You got below the second apron. Why do you need to send out more salary? Why? You're below the second apron.
Well,
find a big on a cheap deal. Draft somebody tonight at 32 who's a big, a kid from Stanford. People like Kalkbrenner from Creighton.
Yeah.
You want to get him? Some other big.
You could get either one.
Get him into the mix, and now I think you can compete, meaning, you know, top four seed in the East, 50 wins, win a round. I think you can compete with this roster. So I don't really want to peel off any more pieces. I like what they did last night. The only thing I haven't liked that they've done so far, which was Porzingis, which... The only reason you'd even possibly like it is if you care about basketball penalties in the second apron, which I don't.
I just wonder what they're gonna have for bigs next year, right? Because I think their backcourt, even with the loss of Holiday, and you know, basically White, Brown, Pritchard are all gonna take a couple more shots per game, and you add Simons. Like, I don't like that as like a backcourt group.
Me too.
But up front,
real
and also factoring in that Tatum, not that he's like a, I mean, I guess he's kind of a front court player technically, but he's also a big rebounder, not a power forward or a center, but he's a big rebounder. So what are you going to do? I know Brad Stevens also said they want Luke Kornet and Al Horford back, but let's assume Al Horford goes somewhere else, chases, you know, the money and maybe a chance for another ring. And then Luke Kornet took a discount once. I don't know. Maybe he takes a discount again. And I feel like even if you bring him back, all right, you know what he is, fits the team and everything. What else are you going to have up front? Like, are you starting Kornet and Niang or whoever you draft tonight?
Kornet, Niang, Keita. Cornett, right. Niankata, whoever you draft tonight,
so saying, like,
something like that. That's not great.
That's not good. It feels like you're missing a guy. Like, if you're like, oh, Cornett is your second, or ideally, like this past year, like your third big. Like, okay. And like Cata is sort of like, yeah, you're like depth big. But if one of those guys is starting every night, like that's not ideal.
I don't think Horford is going to take a minimum deal to come back. If somehow they're able to worm Horford into this,
yeah,
and Horford will take less, you don't need Cornett. You know, if you can get Horford, or the murder Hornet, if you can get him on this roster, then that would be a stroke of genius by Brad.
Yeah, but Brian Brenner from Creighton.
One more time, what's his name, Terp?
Brian Brenner from Creighton. Yeah,
careful, that could L, be him. You need to pronounce the L, so or else it doesn't work.
Adam Silver won't do the draft tonight, right? Don't they have like the deputy commissioner to the second round?
Yeah, that's right.
So that guy,
so Silver used to do the second round, right, when it was starting.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see how he pronounces his name.
Good point.
And then that'll
Brian
live on.
Brenner from Creighton.
That'll live on forever.
Sloppy Thurston and Ryan Kalkbrenner. By the way, not to, I picture Davey Eyeballs looking like Danny Wolf's brother right now.
Yeah.
If he
people
could see,
are on
if he
my
could
side.
See the text line, yeah, people
are on my side.
Strongly on Keith's side.
I'll have to let him know.
On System System of a Down, Spiders.
I loved it.
Spider, no, you don't. Spiders, best song for sure. Davey is factually wrong. This song is great. So a lot of love for Spider. Twitch chat when it was playing said Let It Breathe, although I feel like they just say that for every song. But so, yeah, it's not going well on the text line for him, Keith.
Mm-hmm, I agree. I'm going to let him know.
Making sure to pass that along.
Tell him in his face.
All right, good. In the meantime, what makes a successful year for the Boston Celtics? I just said it, and I think they can do it by keeping the roster together. The bigs aren't ideal. It's not an ideal situation. I'll acknowledge that. But I think you can get by with your bigs and the rest of the talent that you have. It is guard heavy, but I like your guards. I like your shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, you shoot too much, but I like it. So I think a successful year, and you know, something less than this can still be fine. I'm not calling it a failure if you don't reach this threshold. But where I would actually say, wow, they had a good, successful year, top four seed,
okay,
which a year ago means 50 games. That's what Indiana was. And I think right now you're as talented as the Pacers. They might play a better brand of basketball. They're more well-coached. They might play better as a unit than this team will. But talent-wise, I think you have the talent of Indiana. You could be the four seed like they were. Four seed, 50 wins, you host a round, you win a round. That, to me, is a successful year without Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown, lead dog, other core pieces around. It's all back in place for when Tatum returns. That, to me, is a successful year.
Yeah, I think baseline, top six seed because of the cutoff there. You're not a play-in team, top six team. And if you look at the Eastern Conference a year ago, only six teams had winning records.
Right.
The seventh seed was 500.
Orlando was 41-44, seventh seed 500.
And so I think the team, the trendy picks are going to be Orlando and Detroit, sort of two teams on the rise, two young star players that are healthy, which is an advantage in the Eastern Conference right now with Tatum and Halliburton, even Garland, like a bunch of guys that are banged up. Still waiting on the Giannis trade. Right, that could factor in whether Giannis is still on Milwaukee on another East team, or if they just get rid of him out west.
All right, I was gonna say if he goes to the West, that's a win. It. Yeah, because the Bucks were terrible. That's a terrible roster.
They might be better than the Bucks anyway.
Earmuffs, Jacobs. Yeah. That's a terrible roster, and they won 48 last year.
Yeah, I mean, I could see just off the top of my head, Cavs, Knicks, Pistons, Magic, maybe having a better record. But other than that, okay, so that puts you at the five seed in a really competitive first round series. And if you get to the second round, you made it as far as you did this year when your team was loaded. And I know Tatum got hurt, but it wasn't until the end, and that series was pretty much over. So you went in as the defending champs with an all-NBA first-team player, and you lost in the second round.
Yeah.
So if they do that the next year, I would give them credit for that.
And I would say, again, they net out about equally, maybe a half step back from Holiday to Simons, but I don't think they're much worse off in that trade-off. And you got younger, and maybe there's a core piece going forward. Plus, that Holiday contract was going to be problematic, given the term and given the money. He was going to be making $37 million at age 37 if he gets to the end of that contract.
Oh, yeah. No, that was good.
But that one, I think you're not much worse off basketball-wise. Porzingis, you're worse off without him. Although, now I just looked this
plays
up.
Plays half the games.
The Celtics went 31-9 without him last year.
Yeah.
Oh, they're also down Jason
Tatum.
So what
did they go with him then?
Tatum played. Good question.
So it would have been,
well, don't make me do
31-9 in the regular season?
Mm-hmm.
They won 61 games, so then they must have gone 30 and
whatever. I can't do the math.
11?
Something like that.
So they're better without him.
Without Porzingis a year ago.
Well, good. They have a whole full year without him next year.
They were 8-2 in the regular season without Tatum, 2-1 in the postseason without Tatum, so 10-3 without Tatum last year. Like, I'm not telling you they're better than a year ago, but people are like, how are they going to win any games? They're a lottery team. We're just talking about being a little bit over 500. 50 wins is not that far over 500. And, you know, 48, 50 wins, something like that. You're not that far over 500 to be the four seed. And they were way over 500 without these guys last year.
Right.
So I don't think it's that big of an ask, personally.
The Chicago Bulls, I've mentioned this a couple of times, but just once again, because we're talking about it in this light. In 1993, they did win the title with Michael Jordan. It was the end of their first three-peat. They won 57 regular season games. You remove the greatest basketball player of all time, and they won 55 games the next year. And so Scottie Pippen, who's viewed as like the ultimate second player.
Two games.
They lost, two games.
Now, obviously, Jordan's worth more than that, but they were able to.
Right, they won the title, and they didn't win it the next year. Right. They did make it to the second round, and they lost.
So they won 50-plus games and won a round without Jordan.
Right, and then they went seven games against the Knicks, who went to the finals.
Yeah.
Like a seven-game series against Patrick Ewing. And I think that was the series Scottie Pippen dunked on Ewing, right? And pointed out.
Oh, that sounds right.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't rule out texts like this. Since we're going to be the Bridgie Celtics again, I think Marcus Smart is still around, and Isaiah Thomas is floating out there.
I think we're okay on those. I love Isaiah Thomas, but I think that's probably over with.
I don't rule out Smart at all.
And you think Smart's coming back?
I'm not saying I want him. I don't rule that out like at all.
Is he a free agent?
No, but is that the kind of piece where they're like, I will move out Hauser and bring him in? Like something like that. I wouldn't rule that out.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess you can't rule anything out.
I don't think their money's even that different. And so you'd be taking on some salary there. I would not rule out a return of Marcus Smart.
Oh,
I would.
Boy, really?
I shudder to think of it, but I don't even think that's that much of a joke. Isaiah Thomas is a joke.
Poor Isaiah Thomas is just completely broken down now, so that's not happening. Let me check out what the rest of the contract is.
Isn't Smart at like 13 or 14 million? So you'd be taking on some salary.
21.5.
That's a lot higher than I thought.
And that is the last year of his deal, though, which would be kind of the way they've gone about things. Both
so how about
Simons
this?
And Yang.
So he gets bought out around the trade deadline and they bring it. Like a return of Marcus
Smart. That I would believe way more.
So if he's in the final year of his deal, something like that, I don't rule it out. And that'd be quite a moment to bring him back. 617-779-7937. You can weigh in on the phones. We'll go back to the Red Sox in the 1 o'clock hour. Still trying to get to the bottom of what happened to Cutter Crawford. Totally normal. Nothing to see here.
Nope. Move along.
I don't even know why you're asking. Why did I bring it up in the first place? It
was just an off-field
accident.
Why did
I even bring it up?
Didn't harm anybody except myself.
So we get back to that. And Thursday, 12:45, which means it's time for the madness. Kiefer Madness.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe WEEI, and we have a celebrity feud. Quote-unquote celebrity feud? Quote celebrity, maybe, for one of them.
Quote celebrity.
Okay. Are you familiar, Jones, with the Liver King?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. He had a documentary that I talked about that was on Netflix. He is one of these, YouTube famous people or Instagram famous. And
he was like popping up everywhere on social media at one point in time.
I think somehow gets in the algorithm. He was just chawing down raw meat. He eats raw meat.
Which, if there was a worse match for him, and like, how did he get on my algorithm? I don't know.
And so, if you're watching on Twitch and on YouTube, here is this gentleman.
He's a buff man.
He's jacked to the trees. Yeah. He's got a big old grizzly beard on him.
Definitely all natural.
Yep. And that's what he claimed for a while, and I think this is going to come up in the story. So he claimed for a while that it was all natural, and he had you got to eat liver. Liver's good for you. Kill a cow, immediately eat it. Like, this was this guy's philosophy. And then he got called out, and then he had to come clean, well, figuratively, where he was like, guys, I also do some other stuff.
Okay.
I might not be all natural.
All right.
But now, apparently,
his body, his choice.
True.
Yeah.
True. He's not, he's not playing baseball. He can do whatever he wants. But apparently now he's being a little aggressive on Instagram. Oh, and yeah, it's a whole thing.
Because Joe Rogan, we don't have to make videos to pretend anymore.
A clash between two popular influencers with massive followings now escalating.
I gotta stop you there. I would say lumping the Liver King in with Joe Rogan might be a little much.
Rogan's had the top podcast for
like
how long?
10 years, like, yeah. Since podcasts, yeah. Pretty much. And Liver King burned hot for like a summer.
He popped up on a couple of Twitter ads.
Both guys, yeah. The same. Super famous, like the Spider-Man meme, Liver King and Joe Rogan. Yeah, in fact, Liver King's popularity has like plummeted. Like after it came out, because some people were like wanted to believe, like, yeah. Hey, this guy does this, and look at him, that's incredible. And then you're like, oh, he's just a liar. So like he does. I even went to his Twitter account the other day to see what he was like talking about. Like no reaction to it. Like he'll post like a video.
Oh, no reaction to like, the documentary.
Like three, no, like three comments. No, to like on his Twitter posts.
Oh, no one. Like
no engagement.
To
no engagement.
There you go.
Got it. Like nothing.
Got
just
it.
Crickets. So now apparently he's calling out Joe Rogan.
Hmm. I've challenged you, man to man. To a fight? Honorable.
This nice. Was the moment Brian Johnson, better known online as Liver King.
Yeah, Brian Johnson.
That doesn't pop.
Not as exciting.
Liver
as
King.
Liver King.
Liver King pops.
Yeah, Liver King.
Brian Johnson.
Nah. Dime a dozen.
I think he was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles a couple years ago. Got fired.
He's not even the coolest Brian Johnson.
No, not even close.
Not up there.
Was arrested in Austin, Texas on Tuesday.
You guys supposed to handcuff some people in the back of the car?
After authorities say he made threats on Instagram against popular podcaster Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, I'm calling you out.
Police say detectives reviewed a series of social media posts made by Johnson, who has nearly 3 million followers.
So that's a good following. Yeah, there's this mugshot if you're watching on Twitch. Looks like his skin's made out of leather.
It looks like I don't even know how to. What's going on under his eye? As someone with bags under their eyes, what are those?
I mean, maybe not moisturizing enough. Could be.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, they caught him at a bad time, man.
Yeah, those are some saggy,
but yeah,
upper cheeks.
And they put a shirt on him, which is disappointing. It's the first time I think I've seen him in a shirt.
Yeah, take that tarp off.
Yeah, let's see what you're working with there.
Yeah.
My name's Liver King, man to man. I'm picking a fight with you.
Adding, they observed that Johnson was traveling to Austin while continuing to make threatening statements.
Just pulling up. Guess what? You're dead. You're dead.
Austin is where Joe Rogan lives. NBC News did not immediately hear back from representatives of Brian Johnson or Joe Rogan. Austin PD saying Rogan told him he never had any interaction with Johnson and considered the post to be threatening. But in 2022, Rogan called out Johnson's alleged steroid use on his podcast.
Now that we know that he's full of shit, we're talking about the Liver King, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
The episode garnering more than 8 million views on YouTube.
There's no way you can look like that in your 40s. That jacked. I mean, he's preposterously jacked.
Amen.
Johnson was denied using steroids, but then reversed course.
Primals, I'm making this video to apologize.
Well,
because I f***ed up. Yep. Yes, I've done steroids.
Yeah, it's hard to tell that he's done steroids.
Yeah.
Just looking at him. But this was years ago. This is what I don't understand about it.
So years ago,
the Rogan stuff was even in that documentary.
The Rogan podcast was from 2022, they just said. Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like he was probably at the height of his popularity around there. It was like probably right out, because once he got so popular, then people were like looking into it. And they're like, oh, he's making a lot of weird claims here. So all it takes is like one internet sleuth to be like, all right, here's proof that you're on roids. And he's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, you got me.
Because he was denying it. They even had some of his business partners that were on there, like on the documentary, being like, well, he kind of told us that he was clean, so we thought, I hope that he was.
So, challenging Joe Rogan to a fight.
Which he'd probably lose.
Yeah, but no problem with that.
Yeah.
He traveled to Austin and said, you're dead, bitch? That's what I heard?
I believe that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can't do that.
So no more Instagram threats, people, because they will come after you.
Yeah.
They will come after you. But yeah, he's also challenging him to fight. I don't know if Liver King's thing is fighting. I think it's just eating liver and lifting weights and doing steroids.
You think Joe Rogan's
like a black belt and like he knows like jujitsu and stuff?
Like, but
he'd kill him.
I'm saying, but challenging him to a fight, that's fine. He should have gone and slapped him with a white glove.
They're both too old to fight. No, he's fighting. Like, what is this?
Well, you don't go.
Oh yeah, you don't go to jail for being like, there's I want to fight you.
Correct. There's no mugshot if you're just like, I want to fight you, Joe Rogan. Yeah.
No, you get into like specifics about you're gonna kill the person.
Yeah, well, and you show up to the city that he lives in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making weird videos and posting them. Yeah, it's not right. No.
And yes, I'm on steroids.
A massive decline in followers ensued for Johnson, whose videos promote what he calls the ancestral lifestyle, showing him.
ancestral lifestyle.
Ancestral.
Yeah, don't cook your food.
Got it.
Just eat a ton of raw eggs. And it's funny, like, I'm not making fun of his kids at all. His kids are a little bit older. it's a caveat.
Okay.
His kids are, like, super thin. And, like, he makes the kids do this. Clearly not the steroids, but he's, like, he makes them eat all the raw meat. Like, he makes them eat, like, 2 dozen raw eggs a day and, like, liver.
Yeah,
and so you look at him, they're, like, as thin as, like, you. And you're like, this guy's the Liver King's kid?
Yeah, and he's on the diet?
And, like, he's doing the ancestral lifestyle?
Yeah, these are...
Tough sell.
This is proof that doesn't work. In fact, you need something else.
Kind of think so.
I see.
Yeah. And as somebody on the text line points out, I think it's true. He spent like $15,000 a month on steroids. It's all part of the brand.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Consuming raw meats, including animal liver, a diet that's drawn scrutiny from nutritionists for misinformation.
Liver King is having liver. Surprise, surprise.
In a recent Netflix documentary that catalogs Johnson's rise.
That kind of feeling is dangerous.
Rogan features prominently in the public firestorm that soon brought on his fall and has since led to Johnson's immense regret.
I guess I want the world to know I was wrong. I got it wrong.
Okay, George Solis joins us tonight. George, how serious are these charges that Liver King is facing?
Let's get into this.
Yeah, Tom, so first off, we have not heard from either reps for either of these men. And Joe Rogan did release a new podcast today, but these are recorded days in advance, so we haven't heard any reaction to this latest arrest. And as far as the charges that Johnson is facing, well, it could range anywhere from about a 2K fine to 6 months in prison, unless, of course, those charges are elevated.
All right, George, we thank you for that.
So he probably won't go to prison. Yeah, thanks, George. Good break.
Good stuff there,
but
George.
If he went to prison for 6 months, he can't get his steroids, right?
No.
So what would he look like coming out of there?
He probably gets on.
Off the sauce for a little
probably
bit.
Gets on the prison workouts, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but if you're not on the anabolic steroids.
Well, he's not doing prison workouts.
That's true.
People go to prison and get jacked.
That's a good point. They come out looking like the Liver King sometimes.
Yeah, I kind of got you there.
Two different ways to do it.
Yeah.
Anabolic steroids and liver or prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or, you know.
Maybe he'll be fine.
6 months in the clink.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Big feud, though.
Okay.
The latest celebrity feud. Liver King, Joe Rogan.
I did like the explanation on how podcasts work.
Yes.
They're not live.
They recorded it 2 days ago.
They are not live and local.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Good, Another good, point radio.
Good argument for radio.
Point
right
for
there.
Us.
NBC News.
That's right.
All right, so we were mentioning his name is Brian Johnson.
Yeah, Brian Johnson.
Dice says former Red Sox pitching great Brian Johnson.
Oh, I remember Brian Johnson. Lefty, I believe.
Mount Rushmore, Brian Johnson's?
Okay, I would go Liver King.
Liver King, Red Sox, Brian Johnson.
I would go Red Sox.
I already said the Eagles offensive coordinator. He got fired after a year. But
the lead singer of AC/DC?
Oh,
Brian Johnson from AC/DC.
Absolutely.
Great one. Okay, it's a pretty good. Any more?
That might be it.
Anybody bump off the Liver King?
No, yeah, probably not.
You think he's on there? He's got a firm foothold on there.
So AC/DC, Liver King, the Red Sox,
and the
former Patriot? The
guy, no. Brian Johnson was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles.
Oh, offensive coordinator,
before he got fired going into the Super Bowl year last year.
There's also an entrepreneur named Brian with a Y, Johnson.
Oh, Brian with a Y? That does expand your horizons.
Johnson.
Yeah, I know.
He's a former CEO of Colonel.
Colonel?
That's right. It was a company creating devices that monitor and record brain activity.
Crackle.
Yeah, you worked for Crackle.
Yeah, I used to watch shows. I don't remember what streamed
He's
on Crackle.
The guy,
Seinfeld did.
No, Seinfeld was on Crackle?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, nice. Good you candy bar, too.
This was the guy that didn't want to age, I think.
Not Rushmore. Crackles.
Rushmore. Crackle.
I'm sorry. This guy didn't want to age?
Yeah, I believe that's what his thing was. Yeah, he's like...
That's what Colonel did?
Yeah, Brian Johnson received media attention for his anti-aging attempt that he refers to as Project Blueprint.
Ooh. Liver King needs some of that.
I was going to say, these guys maybe can work together.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay. All right, I think we settled on it. Mount Rushmore, Very Brian good. Johnson's. That is the Madness, Keefe for Madness. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays, on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. More your Celtics thoughts coming up, and let's get back to the Red Sox next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.